The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos.
That was fun,
John. And we
John.
Have just spent an hour with the supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, and it's so wonderful when people in that position are willing to share with the town. You know, Judy said she'll do it for the hour and, you know, wanted to do it. And it's so vital because the information that was shared for the residents, Project Independence, and we're going to have Paula and Rebecca with us in a minute here, is, which I usually say in the first thing in the morning, the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And when you have a supervisor like Judy, who just makes sure that all the pieces are in order for the Project Independence team to function, because it's nice to have an idea, but unless you have the people to carry the idea out and the backing and support of a supervisor, it's just useless in my mind. Christina, how are you?
Hello. What a great show.
Wasn't it terrific?
We were laughing. We said it's quite the love fest today. But I mean, we're always love fest, but it's amped up even more because it's our fifth anniversary. So we're really, it's a wonderful show. And it's fun to celebrate Project Independence and everything that comes with it. So.
And Rebecca is here.
Yes, I am.
Rebecca Miller.
Hello, John. Christina, are we still celebrating your birthday? Yeah. This is the fifth anniversary. Okay.
We celebrate a lot of things here.
And Paula Ula, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Hello, how is everybody?
Good.
Good.
Paula, who is on the radio now, is the woman who Judy was speaking about in reference to hanging out in the 311.
Right, the infamous snowstorm, hurricane, whatever it was.
No, yeah. But that's the kind of stuff. And you know, I want to take that a little step further and make it very clear from people in the Project Independence group owning someone like Paula. It's not like a real, it's not like a real job. It's not a job.
It's a real job, I promise.
It's not a punch the clock and she got double time for the hours that she stayed. That's what I'm talking about. It wasn't, because somebody says, what's the big deal? She went and she made $500 for the night. That's not the case at all. It doesn't work. You get your salary and this is part of something that you chose to do. And that's what the residents of the town of North Hempstead need to understand.
Right.
And even that's a love fest, that you would turn around and spend the night. Right. Guess what? I'm sure it comes back to you in other ways, but thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
They do a great job.
Oh.
All of them. Rebecca, Paula, Christina, Kim.
Oh, we have to. Now, we have some updates for the town. You know what's interesting? You had given me all my shows that I did.
Yes.
It's amazing when I went through it. It's Otto's 60th.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I was counting through them yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, today marks Otto's 60th show. So
yeah,
very
wow.
Impressive.
And my whatever.
But we were thinking about, in what I love is that kind of came full circle because when we first started the program 5 years ago with Evelyn, we'll give a little shout out to the wonderful Evelyn,
absolutely,
who was our original host. John actually co-hosted with Evelyn in the beginning, so it's funny that it all kind of, and I forget that, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot all the other shows that he co-hosted as well, with Evelyn, so it's wonderful. And
right, we found our notes. We found somehow our offices were moving around about a week or two ago, and I found my original notes from the first planning meeting. Remember the committee that came?
Oh, yeah, remember. Yeah, right.
And so I found my notes, and that was impressive enough that I found those notes. But I went in, and I said, Christina, look, John was there. John was at the meeting. And she's like, oh, my gosh. So it's just really fun because, any project we've done or any program through Project Independence, we always start that planning phase, and we look at what's the need for our residents. And then we bring constituents and our residents together with us, with experts, to say, how do we do this the most efficient way? And that was the first meeting we had. And from that point on, it was off to the races. And Christina was just loved it. Christina, and Evelyn, just the interest. People were so excited about starting this program that it was just fun.
Now Evelyn has moved on to her own show.
Yes. Yes.
So there's a future for me someplace. Hopefully. No.
John, I would like to give a shout out to you because, I had been facilitating a lot of the advisory meetings. And I loved how you come to these meetings and really take part and learn about Project Independence so that when you do this radio show, the information that you're talking about is relevant to Project Independence and also what's available out there in the town. And you also speak to the residents who are on these advisory committees, which makes up our advisory committees,
right, right.
are people 60 and over. And, you know, from the different advisories that you've been attending, you know, too, that, you know, different areas of the town have different requests and needs or things, you know, and also wonderful things, programs and parks. So you're really getting, you know, when you're here and you're hosting this program, you know, you're really providing a great service because you really are so knowledgeable about Project Independence, and we're grateful for that.
Thank
too.
You. But now I'll pass it to Christina.
Oh, it's like a fun little game.
No, because it comes from the people she has on. This is the greatest place to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, the PI advisories, I try to get to them as often as I can, and I planned everyone for this month. I've gotten to one, and I think that's it.
Right.
You know, it's just scheduling and everything else.
Right.
But the guests that come on, I mean, by going to the advisories and listening,
right.
and then when the guest that Christina has on this show, and Otto can attest to that, it's just the information.
Right.
I really can't. Yeah, there's people that are absolutely tremendous, but I cannot turn around and say there's anybody that's come on this show that hasn't shared information,
right.
and at the end of it said, we learned something today. As
right.
Iris
the Golden
says,
Nuggets.
The
we
golden
will
nugget.
Give a shout out. We can't, you know, we have to give Iris her shout out. The Golden Nuggets that you take.
There's always
from
something
the show.
You walk away
really
with.
It's true.
Oh,
it's
the
really,
Golden Nuggets.
Yes.
That you
yeah,
coined
yeah.
that. She coined
show.
That. She said
that's
every
great.
Episode, you know, there's a Golden Nuggets
that's
that you take
great.
Away. And it's really true, you know, because there's
Otto
even.
Otto got one today, excuse me.
His
bat
houses
are upside
yes.
down.
Right.
That's
bat house
I got that too because Otto and I, we've had long discussions about the bat house. So
it's
we finally got to
Otto.
Ask the source.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, yeah. a couple
that's
of sleepless
great.
Nights, really. Why would a bat know a bat house is for a bat?
I know.
There's
we were very confused, but now we understand the formation of the bat house.
Now I understand.
But yeah, you know, and that's we're really lucky on this show because I mean we have every topic possible that could be of interest to seniors, whether it's medical or educational. You know, we've had veterans on and PI members, or it's my favorite
right.
to have the PI members on because once you're sitting down with someone interviewing them, it's just amazing to hear, you know, everything they've accomplished in their life. So those are certainly my favorites. We've had community organizations on, you know, different lawyers, government officials. It's just really. It's a great place, and it's fun, you know, because it's the perfect combination of education. I mean,
right.
we clearly
enjoying
laugh a lot
time,
here.
Right.
And it's just, it's wonderful. So.
And you know what? It's really like community outreach and community organization, because when we have, like, a social worker or a nurse call and say, do you know information about this, this, or this, we go right to Christina and what she's done on the radio show, and she can usually pull up a couple guests and say, oh, try this. And that's where we go. So
and exactly. And that's
over.
What's great because it becomes a resource list, you know, and it's great because we'll come back and we'll tell the social workers and nurses, you know, we've had a great
right.
agency.
And they can listen
offer.
To it. And
yeah.
they can listen to it.
I don't remember what I did yesterday half the time.
I know.
And Christina can go
right,
back
right,
two
right.
and a half years and say, it's amazing, the information. And also, she's probably 2 months out also.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
because I say this
she's
guy would be gone. Give me the number.
It's
like he hasn't called me back. It's when is he on? December 2nd.
Right.
Like, so what?
right,
I'll
right,
call
right,
him
right,
December
right.
1st.
It was funny because yesterday I'm going to guest host, I guess, in a couple of weeks. So I just said to Christina Randall.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
I said to Christina Randall, I said, who's on my show kidding around?
Right, 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 right.
She goes, oh, you're going to have the comedian? Whatever his name. She knew everything. I said, Oh, to be young again, that kind of stuff.
You know, I went through the list of the 60 shows that you sent me, and I thought about it, and I remembered quite a few of the shows, but there were some of them that, you know, I remember, but not a whole lot of detail. I have a little list of
yes, go for it,
what I thought were memorable parts of the whole
good,
process
good.
That, when I was involved. And I found we did a lot of veteran stuff earlier on, and particularly World War II veterans, not that all the other veterans aren't important either, but we're losing them at a rapid rate. And there were some stories in particular, and I think I mentioned this once before, about when two veterans confronted, not veterans, but they were actually in the service during World War II, and it was a big trench, and the American soldier was told to go down the trench and look to see what's going on the other end. And he actually told the story on the radio. He gets to the other end, and he confronts a German soldier, eyeball to eyeball, and they're looking at each other.
Yeah, I think they're both like 17 years old or so.
They're both looking at each other, and they both had guns, you know, and they looked at each other, and they turned around, and they went the other way. Neither one of them shot.
I know, I get goosebumps again every time, because I remember that interview.
I found that one to be, you know, the human part of war, which, you know, very rarely is war worth anything, you know, other than people getting killed.
Yeah, and I definitely want to do more veteran interviews in the coming years, because it's really, you know, it's been such an amazing thing, and it's archived here at the campus, and it's just, those stories are just amazing, and the fact that they can actually come on and do that.
Yeah, and that's where they came from.
You know, we still do it here and there, so I definitely want to get, you know, more veterans for that program, too, because it's just hearing their story, and for the fact that they're brave enough to share some of these really intense things.
And they might not have shared that
Yeah, and that's actually what they've said.
This may be the first time they felt like...
Well, most of them, that was the case.
Right. I remember one time we were doing, we were interviewing a veteran from World War II, and he had brought his whole family there. And he started talking about, he was on a ship, and the ship was hit, and the whole front of the ship was missing, and, you know, how they got back from, you know, they were in the South Pacific, and they had to go up to California, and it was like, and how some of, you know, some of the other soldiers on the ship were sleeping and weren't even awakened because the ships were so solid. And, you know, he was telling this whole story. It was really amazing. And when he was, when we went out to say hello to his family, he brought his grandchildren and his daughter. And they didn't know the story. It's like some of them didn't even know.
No, and that happened actually with a lot of, you know,
story?
And I remember actually, you know, I guess a couple of months ago, we interviewed someone about a totally different topic. It was, I think his name was Paul.
Paul, yeah.
And he was on talking about his fish tank, right? Because he had this amazing fish tank, and it was, and then we didn't even know. And John's been friendly with him, you know, and he knew that he was a veteran, but he went into his story, you know, it just in conversation, it came up. And his story, we had no idea. Right. We became very emotional, the whole thing. So
it's funny how even though this is, doesn't seem like it's the environment to share.
No,
people do wind up all of a
sudden.
If
you forget that there's a microphone and that you're on air. You know?
I remember another one that was, he was in a Normandy invasion, and the landing crafts or whatever, they were supposed to be mats on the ground so that they could drive up, or whatever the right term would be. But anyhow, long story short is it ended up that the mats didn't work, and the landing crafts would get stuck in the mud. Basically trying to pull in, and there were people getting killed all around him, and he was fortunate enough not to get killed, or he wouldn't have been on the radio. But you know, these are stories that how could you ever forget something like that, you know?
No, and it just, I think it's important too that, you know, that we are able to archive that here, you know, so in all the years to come, that story will always be there, you know, the glimpse into the amazing service that each of these veterans provided is just, it's special. So
we're going to go and take, we're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.